taking on now, I think they do.
What about, did you have small white farmers here?
Well, not right in here. They were on further west in the, out in the hill section.
Yeah.
They wasn't in this delta section. I'd say the first small farmers, what you're talking about, moved in here along. Oh, it was after the overflow. There wasn't any here in 27 overflow. Whenever I missed, they're coming in here real good, but I never will forget. There were just a few of them coming, had come in here in the late 30s or early 40s, and the river went up pretty high in 42 or 44, somewhere along like that, and a lot of them went back to the hill. They weren't going to take a chance on the overflow. And there's those meetings, those brothers. You got some down there right now. In 1973, the river got real high here, and there was a dozen people. I can name you a dozen people who have packed the furniture in trailers and stuff, had it ready to move with the river boat. Built scaffolds in the houses, put them up in the house. There's those kids the river going.
Well,
and here we live in.
Right in town.
Yeah, we sitting up here right against the river, and it don't worry.
Yeah. But does the weather, do you think the weather change would be different than back in those days? Is the season longer or shorter?
Well, I sort of think your weather's changed, and I think the reason your weather's changed, you keep cleaned up more of the land. See, trees and stuff, vegetation attracts the different amounts of water and a different amount of clear weather. And then I think your cold weather has changed. I think your cold weather, for instance, last winter, I'd say it's one of the coldest winters we ever had. Now, what was the cause of it? I don't know. And you hear these people talk about pollution and all of that. Well, I'm a firm believer that the Lord's taking care of this pollution business. Anytime you have a 5 or 6 inch rain, it's washed everything out the air. It can't stay there through that much rainfall. And there ain't no way for it to. And I got a brother that was a chemist for DuPont, and he was rated way up there in the chemistry. Well, he used to be in the Philippines for the Los Negros Sugar Company until after the war. And he's this stuff that, you know, that you've got these spray cans to make them white. He said you put every bit of it that's ever invented and put it all in one batch, it wouldn't be one little drop of gun. And I believe it too. The universe is a big thing. When you take they shooting off some rockets now to go to Mars or somewhere, it's going to take 2 years to get there. It's a hell of a long ways up there. We ain't going to invent nothing to kill all the people out. That's a bunch of bunk.
But you use a lot more insecticide.
Yeah. That's one reason we quit the insecticide. That's one reason we quit the farming, the cotton business, is because you got people raising hell about what you use.
Yeah.
Now back, I can remember when we used two things they wouldn't dare let you use now. Calcium arsenic and Paris Green. One little pinch of Paris Green will kill anybody. But they won't let you use that kind of stuff anymore. And time you get something that kills something, some idiot comes up with that it's hurting people, just like DDT. They just outlawed DDT. I honestly believe you can make biscuits out of it and eat it, and I don't believe it hurts you. But it hurts the insects. I've had it all over me, had no effect from it. And you've got so many of them that there's nothing wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with these insecticides. People be careful with them. But you can't keep the same country going if you can't use it. They act like pollution. They're hollering about energy. Here, 5 years ago, everywhere that built a new factory, it had to be clean. It had to use nothing but gas. They outlawed coal. Because it put smoke up in the air. Now, what they gonna do about all those laws that passed against coal? They got to repeal every one of them because they got to go back to coal. And they're going back to coal fast. And
did you burn coal here?
Yeah, we used to burn coal in the house here. But we haven't had any coal in the house. As I told you, way back there in this talk,